What does a shrinking central bank balance sheet mean for your pocket? The euro system is reducing the size of its balance sheet. What does this mean for you? This may seem like an odd question, as a central bank's balance sheet is not obviously connected to people's everyday lives. But they are in fact linked, and this matters if you have a mortgage or savings in the bank. If you do, then read on. If not, keep reading anyway, and you will pick up some basic notions about monetary policy and financial markets you should be familiar with. What is the Eurosystem's balance sheet? The Eurosystem's balance sheet reflects all the assets and liabilities of euro area central banks, including the Banco de España. The asset side is currently made up mostly of euro area countries' government and corporate debt and, to a lesser degree, of loans to banks. The liability side mainly contains commercial bank deposits held in Eurosystem central banks, known as bank reserves. The balance sheet grew significantly over the past decade as a result of the ECB's asset purchase programs and long-term loans to banks in the wake of the global financial crisis and the sovereign debt crisis, and during the pandemic. These measures were intended to ease financing conditions in the euro area and, ultimately, deliver on the price stability target. The ECB began phasing out these expansionary measures in December 2021, against a backdrop of rising inflation in the euro area. As a result, the Eurosystem's balance sheet has already shrunk, from almost 9 billion euros to under 7 billion euros. The Eurosystem's balance sheet and interest rates. Gradually running down the balance sheet helps reinforce the increases in the ECB's policy interest rates, which are our main monetary policy tool and have the strongest effect on market rates. The policy rates hikes that the ECB has made since July 2022 have sought to tame rising inflation, as the governor of the Banco de España explained in a previous blog post. The Eurosystem's balance sheet impacts financing conditions because of the relationship between interest rates and the size and composition of the balance sheet, which responds to basic concepts of supply and demand. Take, for example, a balance sheet expansion due to an increase in medium and long-term bond holdings, as happened when the asset purchase programs began in 2014. If central banks buy some of the debt issued by governments and firms in the form of bonds, demand increases relative to supply, pushing up the price. Because there is an inverse relationship between the interest rate, or yield, of a bond and its price, a higher bond price means a lower interest rate. The opposite is also true. When central banks wind down their bond purchases, as they are doing now, there is a drop in both demand and price, prompting higher interest rates. The actual mechanics involved are rather more complicated. A balance sheet reduction raises medium and long-term interest rates. This leads to the yield curve steepening, unlike when policy rates are hiked, which tends to push up interest rate levels across the entire curve. Both measures result in higher interest rates, but at different terms. This helps reduce spending and, ultimately, inflation for a basic explanation of how monetary policy works. What does shrinking the balance sheet mean specifically for you? Price stability benefits everyone because it is a precondition for sustained growth. And all European citizens benefit from a reduction in the Eurosystem's balance sheet because it helps monetary policy achieve its main target, inflation of 2% over the medium term. If you have debt, higher interest rates mean paying more on your loans. But if, on the other hand, you have savings, you can get a higher return on them. Although it is shrinking, the Eurosystem's balance sheet is still bigger than it was before the crises. How far should it be reduced? And what should it look like in the future? These are important questions, which are being studied by the Eurosystem and by other central banks. There will likely be news on this front in the coming months as part of the work to define a new operational framework for the Eurosystem, which we will report on in this blog.